In the days since the Industrial Revolution, Americans have put a premium on convenience and low prices. But this obsession with low prices has its consequences. At times, durability, craftsmanship, and even social responsibility are sacrificed. That's the subject of a new book by journalist Ellen Ruppel-Schell titled Cheap, The High Cost of Discount Culture. She's a correspondent for The Atlantic Monthly and is in the studios of member station WMEA in Portland, Maine. Welcome to the program.
It's great to be here. Thank you.
You know, the phrases have occurred in our culture, you know, don't buy retail, or there was even a musical, I can get it for you wholesale, I remember.
Right.
So we've had this cultural fixation with a good bargain. But what did you discover about it as you were writing and researching the book?
Well, it hasn't always been the case that we looked for the lowest possible price. In fact, we all know it's a cliche, this idea that you get what you pay for. And people were historically kind of suspicious of very low price. I mean, as you mentioned in your intro, before the Industrial Revolution, of course, nothing was cheap because it was all made by hand. But even at the turn of the last century, the 19th century, about 50% of goods were still made that way. So it's actually kind of a relatively new phenomenon, this idea of mass-produced goods that could be sold cheaper and cheaper. And in fact, most consumer goods we buy now in the United States are bought at discount.
Something in the news, the recent recall of 500 million eggs over salmonella fears. Mm. We've had other recalls before. Do you find a connection between food safety and the pressure to maintain low prices?
Oh, there's no doubt. If you're going to be selling eggs for $1 a dozen or so, $1.50 a dozen, they're inevitably going to be coming from a certain kind of factory farm, and they will probably be chickens raised in cages under questionable conditions, potentially medicated. And this, of course, is a price that I think we all are aware of. The price of food has fallen dramatically since the 1970s. And I think we might have reached a point where we might want to reconsider the idea of the quality of the food versus the quantity of the food.
Let's talk about shrimp. I mean, you talk about shrimp as cheap food, and it's because of the accessibility of shrimp. But shrimp wasn't always as cheap as it is today.
No, I'm old enough to remember when shrimp was a luxury. It's something you ate at a wedding or a special occasion, a holiday. And in the research of the book, I found that shrimp is, in fact, the most commonly eaten seafood now. It outsells tuna fish, which is quite remarkable. So how do we get shrimp that cheaply? Well, that led me to Thailand and the coast of Thailand, which was highly eroded by these filthy ponds in which shrimp is grown in highly concentrated ways. And these environments are permanently destroyed. It also threatens the American shrimp industry itself. But that aside, it's really questionable the quality of the shrimp.
Mm. I spend a lot of time in a small beach town in Delaware, and just up the road is a stopping place for almost everybody who comes down to the beach, and those are the outlet malls. There's three big ones on Route 1. It seems like this is some kind of American pastime. There's Franklin Mills outlets in Northeast Philadelphia, four times the visitors of the Liberty Bell. A pair of outlet malls near San Marcos, Texas. More people visit that than the Alamo. Why are these outlet malls located typically in out-of-the-way places?
There are all sorts of reasons why, tax reasons and other reasons. But one of the reasons that they're less interested in locating more conveniently is because when we get in the car and we drive to the outlet mall, we invest. You know, the average drive to an outlet mall is about 25 to 30 miles each way. So when you've invested all that time, you buy. And people spend substantially more per each visit in outlet malls than they do in traditional malls.
Yeah, but you say what these outlet stores are doing are peddling the perception of value.
Right. Sometimes those brands that are sold in outlet stores are not the same good that you would buy at a full price or traditional store. They're specially made for the outlet store. In fact, you might be overpaying for that good that you buy in the outlet store because it's not a model or it's not a style that is available in the full price store.
So it is a truism, you think, in America, you really do have to pay more for something of quality.
Well, I think it's become very difficult. We sort of have this bifurcated system where we have so-called luxury goods, and then we have so-called, discount goods. Mm-hmm. And sometimes the luxury goods, are not really a high-quality good. We think that they are because we're paying more for them. So what I sort of argue is we can't be connoisseurs of everything, but I recommend that people become more considered when they make purchases. They do the research that they can, especially major purchases, and think about why is this going to do the job for you, whether it's a piece of clothing or a piece of gardening equipment or electronics, whatever it is this going to do the job for me, or am I buying this because the price is what's motivating me to buy it?
Ellen Ruppel Schell is the author of Cheap, The High Cost of Discount Culture. She joined us from the studios of WMEA in Portland, Maine. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much. It's been great.
You're listening to Weekend Edition from NPR News.